That's right. Even though we're just step siblings, you guys are right. We can't do this anymore. So we've decided to just say, too bad for you!
We love each other, and if you don't like it, well, too bad.
Why would anybody start a podcast with that sound? What's up? Oh, God, he's just going to continue going.
Should I keep going? What is up, guys?
Welcome
back to the Tech Review channel. All tech reviewers start their intros like that, so I thought I'd see how it felt. My name's Bryce Mills.
My name's Campbell Walker, and if you've never listened to this podcast before, it is a very simple premise.
What we do every episode is we take a couple things from the internet that we bring it to the table to show you that God's completely abandoned the planet.
Yeah, that's right. It's basically a podcast about the worst content that you can find online, or content that just makes you, kind of gives you that disgusting feeling where you want to have a shower. Mm. All right, so I've brought in something which it's not, sometimes I guess what we'll do on this pod is dissect cringy stuff or dissect trashy stuff. This is in a bit of a league of its own. Obviously, we've got the US elections that are going on, and at the time of release, we don't know who's going to be president.
We will by the next episode.
Hell yeah, we will, which is freaking crazy, bro. Obviously, people like to encourage everybody to vote over there because it's not mandatory. There is one way that a few people are going about it, which I find a little bit strange.
I'm going to go for a strange pocket of the internet that, honestly, I don't know what you're going to think because there's so many layers to this. There's like strange couple relations. There's step-sibling fetish.
Yes.
There is just like the normalizing.
I just want to say if any of my step-siblings are listening, I did not mean that. Yes.
And there's like even the normalizing of weird behavior in relationships. It's all a lot to unpack, and we'll do that very soon. All the visuals, by the way, God is Dead Not Clickbait is the Instagram account if you want to look at the pics while you're listening. Otherwise, or you know what we're talking about, YouTube as well is in the bio. You already know.
God is Dead, case one. Alpha Familia. Is that alpha like A-L-P-H-A, alpha?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Listen up, incels. Some chads are speaking. That's right. It's alpha time.
Yeah, 95% of our listeners, according to the most recent survey. So, look, there's two people, and it's a guy and a girl, right? Diana and Geordi. And Geordi, he calls himself the alpha.
Right.
He talks in this alpha voice, and he wears boxing gloves, and he shadow boxes all the time in his videos, but with no technique. Like, it's the type of shadow boxing
effects
that would break your wrists.
It's like when you're at the gym, and there's always that one dude who's just, like, been on the juice way too long, and every time he gets to the top of his sit-up, he's like,
Yeah.
Man, I've never seen people lose energy faster than when they're angry at a punching bag.
Oh, yeah.
Gee whiz, that would just be, like, I'm no weapon, but, like, man, come on.
Yeah, it's all about stamina. Come on.
Anyway.
So the thing is, they're clearly in a relationship, but they've also, like, and this is the thing. I want you to kind of help me unpack whether this is true.
Hell yeah.
But they're alleged step-siblings that have been in a relationship for 3 years. That might feel like the weirdest thing about this, but it certainly isn't, right? My guess, and this is what makes it a bit weird, is that they're pretending.
Right, for internet clout, got it.
Maybe.
So what do they actually do? Have they got like a channel? Okay, you're about to tell me.
Yeah, it's all
seatbelts on.
So
Diana and Geordi, got it.
Most of their viewers, I think, are haters, like people that hate the content.
Right.
And I'm interested what you think they are trying to do, because on TikTok, they're pretty big. Let me just show you how they describe themselves. So 624,000 on Instagram.
That's a bunch.
On TikTok.
That's still a bunch.
Adjust
for inflation.
Yeah. And they're saying, follow my IG before TikTok gets banned. The alpha is back. Thank you so much for 623,000. So they're uploading it pretty quickly. And as you can see, just scrolling through the account, you know, you get an idea of just visually the different kind of themes we're hitting, right?
Okay, so she seems to be on that more, I guess, like, if I had to use a word to describe the genre, OnlyFans.
Well, I think there might even be talk of an OnlyFans, or the alpha was going to make one, the guy.
Right.
Which is, you know.
Yeah, so she's very much embraced costumes and low-cut shirts, that kind of thing. Police costumes, there you go, handcuffs. You get the idea, French maid outfits.
So does he, to be fair.
Okay, and then he, what does he go for? He's kind of like preppy, almost like Fred from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, I guess. Blonde hair.
That's about it. That's all we can say.
Well, let's find out where they started in this journey.
Because nobody ever ends up like that.
Yeah, if you're wondering how the step-sibling thing's happening, because all of their videos are hashtagged like hashtag step, hashtag step-sibling, hashtag alpha bama, hashtag step-sis, step-bro, sibling, step-sister, etc. And so this video is called How the First Kiss with My Stepbrother Went. And
yes.
They're fucking terrible at acting, I'll put it that way. So the girl, Diana, is wearing like, you know when people would take a top and they like from the bottom kind of pull it and tie a knot so that you've got like a chest, a midriff, whatever it's called,
like
showing.
Mid-90s Britney move.
Yeah, and jeans and glasses. So I guess we're going for like a nerdier thing, I don't know. And he's wearing like Ray-Ban sunglasses, black pants, and a black sort of fitted short sleeve with a mock neck to kind of give you a visual.
What an alpha boss!
Sitting on the bed, and she's changing the channel on the remote. And
so she looks like she's straight out of a porno, and he looks like he's straight out of the Matrix.
Yeah, yeah, for some unknown reason.
Okay, so this is how the first kiss with my stepbrother went. Already, I'm hooked. Gee whiz, they're fighting over the remote. She's trying to change the TV channel. And he's like, no, I want to watch whatever I want to watch. And she's like, no, I want to watch whatever. Obviously, they're not saying this. We're just watching it in like mime, which, oh, golly, I hate mime. Mm. Anyway, they're fighting over the remote. And then as the remote gets fought over, their heads get a little bit closer. And they're like, oh, no, we can't. But what if we? And then they start making out. And then she pushes him onto a bed and jumps on top of him. Good God.
Nah, I mean, sexy, huh?
Super hot, super hot. I am, yeah, super into this.
There's another, just to say on the step siblings thing, this is, it's called Oops and possibly sponsored. It says, at Fashion Nova, hashtag sweater style, world peace, music lesson, alpha bama, step bro, step sis, blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
And they're a Fashion Nova partner in this video. I don't know why Fashion Nova is sponsoring this, but.
Ayo, siblings that look nothing alike, check.
Siblings that look nothing alike, check.
Oh, that's cheating when it's your step sibling.
Except it says asterisk step siblings, right? And it's her in the car,
and then they're just posing, and they're just like having a little moment in the car, and then they start making out.
Beautiful, right? both being like, oh my God. So then, look, you might look at that, and you know, I guess it could be seen that. Are they trying to normalize step sibling relationships? Are they, you know,
assuming that they are step siblings?
Well, that's a thing. What's this one, bro? I know y'all ain't blood related, but dude, come on, you're siblings.
You know what? You guys are right. You guys are completely right. Even though we're not blood related,
can we just describe as well the alpha? He's always looking like he needs to take a piping hot shit.
Piping hot shit. Like, the biggest shit in all of America.
Yeah, that dollar sign asshole, that dollar circumference asshole in Australia is turning into a fucking gold medal. You know, it's a massive shit.
And like, we love each other, and we feel so good with each other. Like, I haven't found anybody that makes me feel this way, but you guys are right.
That's right. Even though we're just step siblings, you guys are right. We can't do this anymore. So we've decided to just say, too bad for you.
We love each other. And if you don't like it, well, too bad.
Beautiful delivery. Perfect.
We're proudly step siblings.
There is another, and just to get the ball rolling here, there's another one. It's tell your BF that you're his stepmom, which to him, I don't know if this will be a fetish or an insult.
Yeah.
She's dressed in like a leather bondage outfit, and he's just
looking like an alpha boss.
James Dean swag, leather jacket, white t-shirt.
I got a little promotion.
You got a promotion at work?
This is where it starts to get interesting because the acting is fucking bad, and I'm not a good actor.
Are you going to start paying for things? Finally, yes. About time.
No, I got a promotion to being your stepmom.
What? You're not my stepmom. That means you're with my dad.
And I am with your dad.
What? I know he cooks better than me, but...
And he has a big...
Ew, what?
Big wallet!
Good job.
Ew.
Ew! Don't be rude to your mom!
You're not my stepmom, you're my stepsis!
And that's it.
That's weird.
So look, this is her and him responding to all the haters they get, right? Overwhelming comments. I can't believe they're step siblings. They're so gross. He's not the alpha. Why is he always fighting the air? He has no cake. He can't punch. My one-year-old brother can beat him up. And then, oh my God, he puts on boxing gloves and punches. And
punches the screen.
The screen.
Oh God. God. So, this is, this.
Look, you know, I'm, we're going to unpack this. We're going to keep going. Then it gets into this territory, and this is probably their most famous video. It's
yes.
the call your girlfriend by her first name and see her reaction challenge. Instead of a pet name, you go, hey, Fliss.
Oh, hey, Felicity, the full name.
Yeah, hey, all Felicity. Right.
I'm going to try that.
Come
I'm
going to
prank her. I'm going to prank her. I'm going to call her by her first name.
Honestly.
She'll be like, yeah?
Yeah, well, I think realistically that is the correct thing that happens. They just go, they kind of, oh, what? Or like,
okay, yeah, you're trying on my full name for size.
Okay, like, yeah. But of course, this is TikTok. This is Alpha Familia. This is fucking who knows what the aim of this channel is. So we're not going to get that reaction, obviously. They're doing a dance. She's trying to teach him a dance.
And then one.
And he's like posing to the camera.
Okay, yeah. Stop. I can't even see your face.
Diana, what are you doing? Diana, stop.
Why are you calling me Diana?
Because that's your name.
No, but I like baby.
Just because you're acting like one doesn't mean that's what I have to call you.
I like baby. No, I don't know your baby anymore.
Yes. Oh my God.
That's the alpha.
Oh, that was the worst thing that I've ever seen with my eyes. Like, I reckon that's it. That's number one.
Yeah.
Ooh, baby. Ha! I need a shower, man. All right. Yeah. Ugh, far out. Okay. So there's not much to describe visually. If you heard the dialogue, that's basically all it is. He calls her by as Diana, and then she just like launches into baby talk. The only kind of visual interesting thing is she's doing the fingers, you know, like the pweeze fingers.
Yeah.
Hello, baby. Oh, dear.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'll give you one more example of them in this mode.
Oh,
right?
Thank you, thank you.
This is what it's like being in a relationship after 3 years. And it's she seems to be, her love language is whatever the attention, is it words of affirmation or physical touch or what
oh, yeah, yeah,
would
yeah.
attention come under? I don't know.
Whatever, just friggin' attention.
Attention.
Yeah.
So here's them laying in the bed and Alpha's doing work on his Alpha laptop
yeah.
while she's
laying, an alpha,
looking for attention.
Hell yeah.
Eggs. I love you, me. I love you, me.
Oh.
What are you doing?
I'm kissing myself. I'm hugging myself because you don't kiss me enough.
I just kissed you like a minute ago.
You don't hug me enough.
What are you talking about?
You don't hug me enough.
I'm trying to buy you a Gucci purse.
Okay, well, buy it for me and hug me at the same time. And I want it in pink. Yeah, that's the one I want. Uh-huh.
That one?
Uh-huh.
And,
and
scene. So, there's also her in a Tinkerbell costume and, like, this is where the alpha is as Peter Pan and he kind of, I don't know.
Baby, I mean, Tinkerbell is really hurt.
What seems to be the problem,
like
Tinkerbell?
Gets up in her face. Like a security guard.
Yay! My wing broke.
Let me have a look.
Yay!
How does that feel?
That felt so good. Thank you, Stepbro. I mean, Peter Pan.
No problem. Tinkerbell, fly away.
And then he humps behind her.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yay.
So, look, lots to unpack.
Let's just do it. Let's judge it.
Let's judge it.
Final judgment.
If you haven't listened to the show before, this is where we take the evidence. We've seen it, we've heard it, we've watched it. But does it prove that God is dead or alive? I've got some thoughts, Cam, but you sort of have been less exposed to this than me. What are you thinking?
I'm going to say...
Besides the boner that you have.
Oh, yeah. The raging boner hitting the desk above us. There it is. Thank you, Bryce. I was hoping for some high school sound effects. That's right. Okay, so...
Uh-oh. Aruga.
Deadpool.
Selfie.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's gotta hurt. I gotta go fight some bad guys now. Daddy's got some bad guys. Selfie.
I'm going to say God's dead, and I'm going to work my way backwards from that conclusion.
Yeah.
All right, so... We can divide it into the following assumption, whether they're actually step-siblings or whether they're not. And if they are actually step-siblings, then, oh man, it's just a bit creepy, not here to incest shame. But maybe I am here to incest shame as soon as I said that. You know what? Fuck it. I'm here to incest shame. That's the kind of guy I want to be in this world, at least for now, until I get
proven wrong. My intuition is that they're not step siblings,
yeah.
That they're trying to troll in a little way. I think that they're doing it for a bit of attention. But what I think is, so now at this point, we've got another, like another algorithmic split, right? So they could be either very in on the joke and they could, like, it could be satire and we could be the stupid people that they're making fun of, or they are just doing anything for views. And just out of a pure hunch, I'm going to go with that. I think they're not step siblings and I think they're doing this to get views. Where I think it falls short is, where do you go from there?
That's my exact thought. That's my exact thought. So we talk about this in our own life. We talk about this. We were actually talking about this 20 minutes ago before we hit record. You can... Here's a tip for you, right?
Oh, wow.
Media, like, not media, just brands, media companies, any money-making, money-giving thing you can think of, overvalue the shit out of followers. You see it all the time where someone gets followers and they're put into a position that they're not qualified for, but it doesn't matter because they have followers. Whether that be they want you to DJ because you have followers, whether that be they want you to model for something because you have followers, whether that be because they want you to host something because you have followers.
I've been in all three of those situations, and let me say I was not qualified for any of them.
Exactly, right? And that's not a diss on
no,
you, it's just how
no.
it works,
just
right?
being self-aware.
So with that, you go, okay, so it makes sense if you're making comedy videos on TikTok and or whatever, you can turn that into, fine, you could become a fucking DJ, it doesn't matter. What is the next step for step-sibling or, like, normalizing fucking, I mean, look, all their comments thankfully seem to be people that are like, fuck off, but... There would be on TikTok, man. There is a fucking big slice of TikTok, and it's been a thing before TikTok too. This has been a thing just in meme culture for the last.
I feel like TikTok's just exposing it because you get such a wide variety on your
yeah,
page.
Yeah. It's been a thing for like the last 7 years of normalizing pettiness in relationships and normalizing insecurity in relationships and normalizing fucking just strange, unhealthy behavior in relationships. I understand that. Like, there are couples that think fighting's normal and that's just how they live their life. And it's like, look, if that fucking works for you, and I suppose it works for you. If this we're talking about bickering
when it's
and
good,
arguing,
it's good, but when it's bad, it's bad. Oh, we've got the passion.
You
nah,
know,
nah,
not
that's,
for me
that's
personally,
dysfunction.
But, you know, there are people that live like that. And I know couples that fucking fight every week and severely. And it's just they bicker every week or whatever. And for some reason, they've been 5 years or whatever. So, fucking not for me, but cool. So... I personally really don't like content that normalizes that behavior and makes people that are like, you know, 13 and you're going, oh yeah, how am I supposed to be in a relationship? Well, if a guy or a girl likes a page on Instagram called fucking Best Memes and there's a bikini girl on it, I should be angry. Or if a girl talks to another guy, I should take that as a threat immediately. That, you know... It's the classic think of the kids thing, but you genuinely see real world effects from that type of shit. But whatever, it's obviously over the top, and it's obviously comedy. So you can't just like you can't live in fear. You just
fair call, fair
shit,
call,
right?
Yeah.
So sure, that's one aspect of it that's really weird for me. Another aspect of it is yeah. I mean, look, sure, the step sibling thing, faking it seems like an interesting, like, obviously that's a fetish.
Well, I
and
think
it's like one of the number one categories on porn websites is step sibling porn.
Which is why I think the logical next step, the only next step would be for these guys to do porn. But, I mean, surely there's something else that they could do. Maybe become like a weird rap group. I don't know. But to go back onto it, there were these videos that were going around and they were freaking hilarious. And they were on TikTok and these people, the audio was like, siblings, 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 we are siblings, siblings don't do this. And
right.
It was a thing for couples who were like, I guess.
Looked alike.
Yeah, oh, not even looked alike, to be honest. It was just couples. And
Should that be a God is Dead case, couples that look too much alike? I could pull one up right now that's been on my mind.
Yeah, my buddy's parents, I swear to God, they're twins. But... Not on that. Yeah. Yeah, right.
That
does explain the extra fingers. No, with that video, it's kind of funny because obviously in your head you've got, okay, these people are siblings and they're doing a sibling dance the first time you ever see it. And then at the end they're kissing and you're like, egg on my face. This is like that on steroids. And that is what I don't like. I don't like maybe that this just came out of... a little bit of unoriginality. Maybe it came from that trend. Maybe it came from how much step bro, step sis stuff is in porn. Maybe it came out of that. But in any case, it's I feel like it's producing for producing's sake. It's so selfish. You're not changing the world. You're not making it better. Mm. You're not even going viral for the right reason. Nobody is having a better day because they've seen this.
No, totally. What maybe is really godless is that that's a new form of currency now. Like back in the day, it was like laughter was part of, was its own currency. Education was its own currency. Kind of feel goodness was its own currency. Something to just switch off your mind and be pretty mindless and watch, like zone out a bit, reality TV or whatever, that's its own currency. But now like rage and baiting people, making them cringe is like its whole form of currency, and it's fucked that we're part of that economy as consumers. We have to buy into that all the time. So don't know if I want to be going to the bank that often, bro.
Ching!
Cash register sound.
God is dead. Case two.
Unfinished votes.
So this is the last episode we have before we know who's running the America. I was about to say free world, but I don't actually agree with that.
A bit of an outdated fucking reference,
it's all,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I mean,
America fell off.
Yeah, they fell off.
America haven't released a hit in a minute, bro.
Take the L, bro. Yeah. Take the L, move over.
I don't know who's a new one, but
yeah,
look, but I just, America's not the fucking place to be anymore. I was
old
like
head.
So keen to go check it out. And yeah. Then, you know what? Maybe not.
Maybe not.
I still would, but like.
Whatever. Anyway, by the time that our next podcast comes out, there will be either Trump or Biden or maybe somebody else, you know, hopefully Kanye. I said it here first.
Wow.
That's right. I'm getting political.
Do you even know what his policies are?
No, but I did listen to the Rogan interview. Basically, all his policies, and I guess if anyone's interested and doesn't want to sit through 3 hours of Kanye and Rogan, if I can summarize, his whole policies were delegate to the smartest person. He said, as a genius, I recognize genius. That's my greatest skill as a genius because I'm a genius. And one of those genius moves would be to delegate.
Interesting.
He had a lot more heart and soul than a politician, but I digress.
Mm-hmm.
So this started because I just saw this picture, which is, as you can see, somebody is blocking a driveway and it says this person's parked blocking the parking lot entrance to the only early voting location in the county.
Uh-huh.
It's a bit trashy. So someone's just parked on their friggin' monster SUV, their friggin' soccer mom car over that way. And it made me think about the difference between the messaging that you get in America. So you've got two types of messaging. You've got register to vote and I love America. Neither of these are inherently political statements. But as I said them, I'm certain that you would have heard in order, register to vote as a Democrat and I love America as Republican.
So, oh, you mean just in general, like when it's election time, they're just the two categories of statement. The I love America isn't about voting. It's just like, it's just people that say I love America.
General,
think you're Republican.
Well, any kind of patriotism seems to get now written off as Republican.
Yeah, okay.
And the whole register to vote thing, which I find so funny because it's the kind of statement that you get a lot of celebrities saying, and I endorse it. I think everyone should register to vote over there. I don't have a horse in the race. But it's such a safe position for somebody to go. Like, just right. Go, vote. Oh, so brave. So
yeah,
brave.
Yeah, it was interesting. You never see people... Well, actually, you do these days a little bit, but it's... The celebrities with a bigger platform will never say who to vote for. They just say, make sure you go and have your say. Probably one of the bigger ones was The Rock was actually saying you should vote. I believe he spoke to Joe Biden's team or Kamala Harris or something like that. And he actually said, let's vote out Trump pretty much. And that was like, I think a lot of people were going, wow, too little too late. But bro, like he's the biggest movie star in the world. That would fuck him up in some ways. Like a huge chunk of his fan base would be pissed.
That's true courage.
Yeah, totally. And so... Yeah, like whether or not you agree with him or anything, it's just clearly that's a massive decision for him to make. And then, yeah, I suppose like you get some like creators who have sort of, they've got a niche audience or an audience they know is pretty like one-sided, or they just are a bit more ballsy and they'll say vote for this side. But then a lot of like, you know, I won't name any names, but just like you'll definitely see people that just are like, hey, make sure you say something, and that's their choice. So,
right,
you know,
on.
Yeah, it's a big spectrum out there.
As it is. Better than doing nothing, though. Always, always. It's a
totally,
gateway drunk.
Man.
To
totally, totally, totally.
Ultimate.
I hope it doesn't seem like I was like saying that's a diss or something.
No.
It's
but
just there is
I mean,
a spectrum of that.
I opened up the diss. And frick it. I'll continue the diss. No, what I will actually do is put in another bit of information. So my mom lives in a small town called Whangarei in New Zealand, up in the North Island, and she sent me this picture of the votes that were counted in the election, and literally the person who got the seat won by 60 votes.
Oh, wow.
It's everything that I think if you'd miss the ballot, that it would be the nightmare if the person that you didn't want to get in. And if you did go to vote, you would actually feel like your vote counted.
Yeah.
In America right now, it very much feels like their votes have counted. And more people have registered to vote by this point than even voted in the last election. So lot of people are voting.
Ooh.
But you know who can't vote?
Who's that?
Dead people.
No, that would make sense.
So look at what has happened. I'm going to show you a video.
Oh, man, I hate like voter tampering and shit, man. It's scary.
Every single day, we keep telling people it doesn't have to be like this. They don't listen.
Oh, no. What the fuck? It's called unfinishedvotes.com.
So we found a way to bring back someone that no one will ignore.
This poor couple.
This is like a couple that it's almost like an anti-smoking ad. Like, sort of ash-colored background, or like a gunmetal background color, like with a paper roll of gunmetal. Then you've got like weird lighting. What would you call that in ad world? I don't know. This is a cigarette ad for me.
Yeah, it's very much a cigarette ad. It's, oh God, it's so moody. So moody.
Yeah,
Contextually, should I let them talk for themselves? These are who these people are.
Okay.
I am Patricia Oliver, and this is my husband, Manuel.
What happened to this couple is very, very sad. Okay.
2 years ago, our beautiful son Joaquin was shot and killed at Parkland. Every day I think about him and what his last moments must have been like.
Meanwhile, every day, nearly 100 more families lose someone they love to gun violence. Every single day.
It's really, really dark and really, really sad. And I think they are incredibly brave for doing this. Now I'm going to show you what the execution turns into. Like they said.
So we found a way to bring back someone that no one will ignore.
Now, we talked about porn before. What is some technology that porn uses really, really well? It's deepfakes.
Well, deepfake is essentially you can, it's in a very simplistic way, you can plaster the face of anyone onto the body of someone else and in a way that looks very, very, very convincing because it's blended in so accurately, and it can be so convincing that you could make it look like Obama has said something fucked or Trump has said something that he would never say, and you know, people would genuinely believe it. It's really, really well done in some ways. Porn was one of the first things that people started to be aware of, like, oh, what the hell, here's like a celebrity like
doing porn.
Yeah, Gal Gadot is having sex, what the hell is this? And it's a deepfake, or Ariana Grande or something like that.
So the implications of a deepfake is that if you did have a dead son, you could resurrect him for an ad to get people to vote. This is the son who died 3 years ago.
Yo, it's me, it's Guac.
Do you reckon that's his real voice, though?
No, so that's the other thing about deepfakes is it's done by motion capture. So there'd be an actor doing this, and then they would like usually get someone who's vaguely similar looking and can sound vaguely the same, and then they would morph the features afterwards.
I've been gone for 2 years, and nothing's changed, bro. People are still getting killed by guns. What is that? Everyone knows it, but they don't do anything. I'm tired of waiting for someone to fix it. The election in November is the first one I could have voted in, but I'll never get to choose the kind of world I wanted to live in. So you've got to replace my vote. Go to unfinishedvotes.com, register, then go vote. Vote for politicians who care more about people's lives than the gun lobby's money. Vote for people not getting shot, bro. I mean, vote for me, because I can't. We've got to keep on fighting, and we got to end this.
So we get to their website, unfinishedvotes.com, and it's all these people who have died in gun violence. It says the massacre where they died or the place where they died and the date that they died and who they were and maybe a little message about themselves. It's got a picture. It's quite touching, quite moving stuff. But I still think we have to judge it.
Yeah, totally.
Final judgment.
Bryce, using a dead person as a deep fake in order to get a political message across, do you think that God is dead?
Man, this is a really tricky one.
It's tricky, isn't it?
It's kind of like the classic thing of humanity's kind of, or technology is advancing faster than we can kind of keep up with, you know? And like, I don't think the human brain is yet has caught up to being able to see your dead son in a deep fake. I can't imagine how that would have felt for the parents. Look, I mean, it's a weird one, right? Because we can only know what the parents have told us. So maybe the parents know for a fact that their son would have wanted... I wonder, did their son, before he was shot, did his son campaign for this kind of stuff, or was it only because his life was taken from gun violence that they're kind of then going, well, he would be pissed if he survived, then he would have wanted to end gun violence. It's like, it's hard because we don't really know, only the parents really know how their son would have felt about being in the ad. So that's kind of one aspect of it. In terms of the technology, like in the deep faking and putting a dead person, it's such an interesting territory because, like, some people, when celebrities die, you know, there's a lot of people have very different reactions to how you can then report on it. You know, there's a classic thing where, you know, a celebrity will die and, people that thought that they were a bad person or, you know, like, for example, literally the other day, what is it? Sean Connery died.
Did
and
he?
Yeah.
I just learned that.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was him. Let me just double check.
Did he? Shit.
Sean Connery. Yeah. So yeah, the thing is, there's a couple of articles. If you literally look up Sean Connery, the top article is The Uncomfortable Truth About Sean Connery, Who Died Age 90. Then the second one is Sean Connery's Troubling Stance on Domestic Abuse. I'm pretty sure there's either footage floating around of him talking about, like, slapping women.
Yeah, I've seen that video. That explains why that came about, because he died. All right, man, right. I am so out of that loop.
So, you know, on one hand, you've got people that are going, well, let's get a full spectrum of him before we start flowing in with the tributes and start flowing in with the whatever. But then there's some people who go by the opinion where it's like, death full stop means you shouldn't, like, shit on the person, or death full stop means, hey, wait a little bit, let people mourn before you bring something like that up. Whereas there's some people, same thing happened with Kobe Bryant.
Of course.
People were bringing up stuff that he had said or done. And
rape allegations of 2003.
Some people going, hey, it's too soon, his family's, you know, and some people saying, well, hey, we can't, you know, ignore it. So
also the wider impact of Kobe, like, do you take away from his legacy, which is doing far more good?
Well, that's, yeah, I don't know. So, that's why this is a really tricky one, because I feel like everyone has their own very strong opinion on how you're supposed to deal with death, like, or the death of, like, talking about someone that's dead. And in this case, I mean, this person isn't a celebrity, so it's different. But, like, fuck, I'm sure some people would be pretty, yeah.
The thing that I think I'm gonna come in hot with is the fact that this is so deeply, deeply shocking to watch a dead person talk.
I'm a bit still shocked from, even though I didn't know the fucking guy, I'm still a bit uncomfortable.
But what really, really makes me say God is dead is this isn't going to change anything. That's the thing that hurts, I think. Once again, I'll be getting political on this podcast. I am staunchly against gun violence. Oh my God, so brave. How did he do it? But I think even people who are for guns or against gun violence, to see this isn't going to change their mind. It doesn't change their arguments. And that's what really hurts, is that we can go to this level of, I guess the right word is exploitation of our emotions as the viewer, and still end up at the other side unmoved. I guarantee none of us will be thinking about this tomorrow for all of it. And it's messed up. And yet these people have made this thing.
Yeah, it's weird. It's not like a car crash ad where you, like, they reenact a car crash and you see the person screaming with, like, a dead person next to them. It's just kind of,
even that,
it's just freaky because it's like, ugh, I don't know, it's a bit unnatural. And like, oh, but I wonder if I guess what's tough about it is, like, if there was a person who was even at, let's say, the most extreme end of the scale is pro-gun violence. For some reason, yeah. You're pro-gun violence. Not even pro-gun, pro-gun violence. Would they look at that, or even a fence sitter, would they look at that and go, oh, this kid I don't know is telling me I should vote against gun violence? I don't know if it would move people in that way. I think you're right.
Because, like, I think the arguments are already set in.
It's a bit of a stunt.
Where people say, oh, it's not the fact that guns cause gun death, it's mental health. It's like, right. Man. Despite the fact that there are mental health issues all around the world, they would still look at that and probably put it in the category of, oh, that's just a bad guy with a gun. And I think that's what depresses me, is the fact that you know, we're talking about normalizing step-sibling porn before. What about normalizing not writing people off for having different opinions to you or listening to the other side? I mean, all the stuff that I'm sure we all think deep in our heads, but I just think content like this isn't going to change anybody's mind.
Well, I wonder if, like, imagine if it was, like, behind the scenes, it's just some ad guy being like, listen, super sad what happened to your son. Got a cool idea.
Right.
Have you heard of deepfake? And the parents are like, oh, well, do you think that would help? Oh, absolutely. And whereas it's just kind of a flex for the ad guy to go.
Yeah, he's like, I won an award.
Check it out. Like, honestly, wouldn't surprise me. I'm not saying it's the case, but it wouldn't surprise me if that was something that was behind the scenes and just fucking some guy was like, you know what? Great chance to finally, I can't do VR porn. That's not consensual, but I could totally, sorry, deepfake porn. But hey, what if the parents give me some pictures of the kid and we wrote this ad and changed the world? Yeah, I don't know.
And it's, then win bronze at Cannes and that'll be his flex at dinner parties for the next 20 years. God damn, it's a problem. It's a goddamn problem. God's dead because innocent people are getting killed by guns while yuppies are making ads and winning their goddamn awards. Bit of a philosophical episode. Hey, having a bit of a think, vote Kanye.
That's what you took away from that episode.
Yeah, that's what I took away from it.
Really interesting, really interesting. Look, definitely some hardcore conclusions this time. Sometimes final judgments aren't always that freaking
funny
all over the book, but there it is. Look, the best thing you can do if you can, leave us a review on iTunes. It fucking helps. Look, some people have come through. Thank you to all the new people listening as well. Hello.
Oh, yeah, big bump and listeners. What's up? Sometimes we get a little bit depressing, and very rarely will I get political, but heck, tis the season.
Yeah, November, that's definitely the season. Melanie P, XOXO, on the reviews. I can't believe this is real. I was so shocked to hear Bruce Mills lost his life this morning.
R.I.P. Bruce.
As most of you know, God is Dead is my favourite podcast, so I'm having a pretty hard time right now. I'll be getting a tattoo of the God is Dead pod cover in memory of Bruce. So if you'd like to show your support and donate to Bryce's memorial, oh, they just forgot to say Bruce, you can go find the GoFundMe link in my IG profile. Those who donate over $50 will get exclusive access to my OnlyFans where I post live stream vids of me getting the tattoo, question mark. Edit. I've turned commenting off on my post for now, as I'd like some privacy at this time. But you can follow me, like my post, and donate to Bryce's tribute. It's what he would have wanted, question mark, question mark, question mark. Hashtag RIP, hashtag fly high, Bruce, too young, forever young, dead, God is dead, Bruce Mills, FYP, sad, GoFundMe, tribute, tattoo, girls with tattoos. Brilliant.
Oh my God.
Another review that will confuse the absolute shit out of anyone that's on the page. So that's, what's the thing we can do this week to get people reviewing in a way that will still confuse our...
Okay, can you pretend that we owe you money?
Like,
be like, love the pod, not sure when I'm ever going to see that $20 again. That's the vibe. That's the brief. Go friggin' run with
it. If you haven't left one, that's the challenge for this week. It would really help. There was a great bump, and I think because some nice reviews are in there. So if you'd liked another bump, because look, I know we were talking about this before that this fucking Rona shit happened, but let's just say that there may be a chance... And it's like 80 people capacity in Sydney.
That's right.
To do a live
show.
Oh my God. But we want to push things out a little bit hard. Tell a friend. This is the time to tell a friend because we could either do it. Look, we don't know when we're going to. It would say in the next 3 months, right?
Hell yeah.
We could probably put that out there pretty generously. So if you, this is the time to tell people about it and we will have a very good time, I reckon. So do that for us. We'll see you very soon, Cam. Struthless69.
Bryce is Bryce V. Mills, and God is Dead is God is Dead, not clickbait.
You know. Stop fucking pretending you don't know.
Love you.
Love you.